We have somebody here for item 321.
321, authorize an agreement with ABB US Inc. for the purchase of streetcar auxiliary power supply and low voltage power supply equipment using a sole source procurement in an amount not to exceed $1,325,000.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you. My apologies for not being here earlier. So this is a request.
You say your name for the record.
I'm sorry. Catherine Levine. I work for the Bureau of Transportation with Streetcar Division. This is a request for a sole source contract in order to do some very needed capital maintenance. We worked with the procurement section on the acquisition of the low-voltage power supply and low-voltage batteries that are needed for the oldest cars. Our maintenance manager actually spent a considerable amount of time trying to find parts that would be available to make the improvements to the vehicles and was able to find two potential suppliers. The work that was done is shown in the attachment to the ordinance. So the bottom line is that the least expensive option is to work through a vendor who has done the very same type of work and replacement for what I would call one of our sister streetcar cities in Tacoma. So ABB has designed and replaced the inverters in the Tacoma Link system, so we know that they will be successful and that they will work. The only other potential provider is a very large firm that gave us a quote that is slightly smaller but did not include installation and engineering, which we know to be considerable costs. So we worked with the procurement staff. They did a notice of intent to do a sole source contract to make sure that there weren't any other vendors available. We received no objections to the sole source, and we moved forward with the ordinance that's before you today.
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Any public testimony on this item?
One person signed up, Shedrick J. Wilkins.
Here he is. Come on up, sir.
Well, since I have a degree in electrical engineering from Portland State, every time I see something that says something about electricity, I get stimulated. So the thing about this is I think there in the Obama years have been an astounding amount of research into electrical cars. When I was at PSU, everything was big giant generators the size of a house with AC and three phase, but there was an underlying development idea that we would have electric cars. They would be DC, lower voltage. You know, this is not three phase. A lot of waste is wasted when you transmit power that way. I'd like to learn more about these systems. When Obama first came in, they made a tidal wave generating farm off in the sea off the coast of Newport, right? And a lot of times when you have these little generators or even a streetcar, you can put these things on a truck and bring it in, but you've got to wire everything up. And these tidal wave generators only make 1,000 watts, but there are ways with power transistors to amalgamate the electricity to the point where it could push a streetcar, right? And in the old, I mean, this stuff interests me because it's real. You know, and in Halloween 2016, I saw a Tesla car at Pioneer Square, and you realize that there's probably no difference than this on some little kid's little car. And then you have the old, and it goes down the freeway, and yet you have a souped-up mechanical engine. But this thing works, and it's acceptable. And I find this too, mixing the two together, that someday in Newport there might be streetcars going up and down that are powered by the ocean waves going up and down. But the miracle of the whole thing is the power transistor itself. There are transistors this big that amalgamate power and distribute power. And this is totally different than the old three-phase Tesla stuff. You know, the Bonneville Dam has has generators the size of a house, which came from England, by the way. We couldn't make them. We had to bring them in. And I think, too, the Portland streetcar is another example where some of this stuff is not that big, but people can ride in the streetcar. So we're getting back to the way we were in the 1890s. But some of this new transistor stuff that didn't occur till the 60s. And it's more efficient, by the way.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion, colleagues? Please call the roll, Carla.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you for your work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thanks, Catherine. I vote aye.